You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Today is World Ventilate Day, which aims to highlight the importance of good ventilation for our health and well-being. I spoke to Senior Research Fellow at the University of Otago, Dr. Julie Bennett, who says New Zealand is lagging behind when it comes to indoor ventilation standards. I started off by asking Bennett about the purpose of World Ventilation Day. Here is that interview.
World Ventilation Day is really just getting people aware of what ventilation is, which is bringing fresh outdoor air in, fresh clean outdoor air inside, and replacing old stale air from the inside.
How can the quality of the air that we breathe indoors affect our health and well-being?
So if you're breathing in pollutants, which can be in the air, they can accumulate from indoor sources, or they can come from outdoor sources as well. They can cause respiratory issues, cardiovascular problems, allergic symptoms, asthma, cancers. And actually in New Zealand, around 3,300 people die prematurely from breathing poor quality air. Can also, if you've got no ventilation and air can't circulate, you can also cause respiratory illnesses as well.
How do we here in New Zealand compare to other countries when it comes to our indoor ventilation standards?
We don't know a lot about our New Zealand buildings because very little monitoring is done in our buildings. But what we do know is from our groups, the monitoring we have done, many buildings don't meet our current building code ventilation standards, and these standards are actually less than what other countries have at the moment.
How would you recommend that we improve our air quality standards here in New Zealand?
Well, we don't actually have any indoor air quality standards, so I think we need a national organisation to address indoor air quality that has a focus on health and well-being. So I think we need to introduce indoor air quality guidelines as a first step, and eventually update our building code to ensure that we've got good ventilation in our building. One other thing that we could do here in New Zealand is public spaces could have carbon dioxide monitors. So carbon dioxide monitors are a proxy for ventilation. And when the level gets too high, it means there's lots of people breathing in a space. And other countries have introduced these in places like bars and pubs and restaurants and public spaces to show people how good the ventilation is. And if you know it's got good ventilation, then you know you've got a reduced risk of catching a respiratory infection.
What would updating our building code look like?
Well, I guess the pandemic has really highlighted the importance of ventilation to reduce infectious diseases. And so other countries have started to incorporate requirements for things like mechanical ventilation in homes. So where it's not relying on the occupant to open windows to have the ventilation, and the air can be also filtered to ensure that it is clean air that we are breathing.
How can individuals in the meantime go about improving the air quality in their homes?
Well, I think a really easy thing to do is every day is to open all of your windows for 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, and that just means that the air in your home is circulating and is fresh. And it's good to do that kind of burst ventilation with 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in later in the day. I guess one other thing that we could do here in New Zealand is public spaces could have carbon dioxide monitors. So carbon dioxide monitors are a proxy for ventilation. And when the level gets too high, it means there's lots of people breathing in a space. And other countries have introduced these in places like bars and pubs and restaurants and public spaces to show people how good the ventilation is. And if you know it's got good ventilation, then you know you've got a reduced risk of catching a respiratory infection.
That was University of Otago, Dr. Julie Bennett, on their calls to improve ventilation in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.